What is it all about? Well, we teach a philosophy of life out here, which is intended to train the student so that he may get out of the confusion that everybody is in and eventually find peace of mind. We call it concept therapy. And we teach a philosophy of life that's intended to do away with the confusion and bring peace of mind. For we know that when the mind is at peace, the body is usually in health. Now, why should one study philosophy? For the simple reason that most all people are brought up in confusion. Let's take the religious systems, of which there are six major religious systems, and all other religious systems have derived from those six basic ones. Christianity is one of the six, and we have 268 different versions of Christianity, each claiming that they are right and the rest are wrong. If you happen to be born in a family where your mother and father were Methodists, it's quite natural that you would be taught that the Methodist religion is the one and only religion. And you would, in your youth, tend to look disparagingly at all other religions. Now, to live in an environment where you don't know which is the right one and which is the wrong one leads to confusion as to an afterlife. Many Methodists who have broken away from the traditional teaching of their mother are wondering if there's anything to the Catholic religion. If so, perhaps they lose a little faith in their Methodist religion, and they grow up in confusion as to the right and the wrong way to worship. Now, out here, our instruction is such that we give our student the fundamental ideas behind these religions so that he may understand how they started, what keeps them going, and he learns to have respect for them all. And when confusion concerning the religious systems is out of a person's mind, he has then learned from philosophy something that would enable him to get along with others who don't believe as he did. So it's a good thing if you can teach concerning the religious systems without being biased and without attacking them. Then we teach out here the fundamental laws that govern healing. Most people take the healing system given to them by their parents, place their faith in that system. Consequently, many people believe implicitly in the profession of medicine and will not tolerate any other kind of a doctor. Vice versa, many children grow up with chiropractic parents that believe only in chiropractic. And that is true with those that are born into the osteopathic field and the psychoanalysis, psychotherapy, and psychiatry, and naturopathy. And when they become ill, they naturally go to the doctor whom they have been taught to believe is the only healer. And then some of them get no relief. they do not get well, and in vain they seek for someone else that can help them. And such a person might fall in the hands of a chiropractor. And if he has a case that can be alleviated by chiropractic, he then transfers his faith from medicine into chiropractic and then looks with disfavor on all others that does not believe in chiropractic. So there's much confusion in the healing arts. And as long as our student is in that confusion, he never knows when he becomes ill what type of a doctor he should go to. We teach them the truth of healing. If the case is one that should be treated by medicine, we teach our student that he should go to the medical doctor. And if he has one that would pertain to the chiropractic field, we teach him that he should go to the chiropractic doctor. So this student now, in learning these secrets of healing, which are demonstrated in class right in front of his eyes, he gets a broad viewpoint of the whole subject of healing and is able then to advise his sick friends when they become ill. In our work in healing, we take the authorities of each system and we show the truth that is in each system so that the person trained in this no longer condemns a doctor. He might feel sorry that the doctor doesn't have more knowledge than he has, but he does not condemn what the doctor is trying to do. As long as the doctor is honest and believes that what he is doing is right, he's entitled to respect. Now, we go along in our courses of instruction and teach a person that they have an elusive thing called the mind. We show him what the mind is and exactly how it works. By using hypnosis in our classes, we demonstrate to our student very conclusively that you can control a person's mental by suggestion. We teach him those laws so he is able, when he graduates from this course of phase one, that he can control the minds of others with whom he comes in contact. Control it for the good and be able to instill concepts in that mind that will help the person concerned. This is very good for mothers, for school teachers, for salesmen. In fact, it's good for any person who has dealings with others. We explain the mind very thoroughly and prove each point so that a logical person who can reason accepts it with understanding.